a crop that hadn't been planted.
Yeah, but you plant every other year.
I don't know, Irene, what you're referring to is rotating the crop. I reckon it's like you plant corn here this year and cotton over there the next year. Is that what you mean? Rotation?
Well, I think, I'm not sure what I mean by that either. I'll have to come back to it. I thought they meant something that came up and you hadn't planted it.
Oh, that's volunteer stuff. Mm-hmm. You didn't plant it, it volunteered, and you had made a pretty good crop after it had volunteered come up. Now, you might would have, we used to have a lot of it around, sugar cane. And they just cut it down. And then them roots would sprout out cane again, and they just cultivate that right on. I mean, they didn't have to plant it every year. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about that.
The creek would be tied up into a what?
A bundle.
Okay. And then the bundles would be piled up into what?
Well, I reckon they pile them up in stacks and the haul them into the barn or cam to be threshed out.
Okay, how many would they be?
How many barns?
Yeah, how many bundles would you
tie them up? Now, whenever you're tying them, I did remember tying, learning how to tie the four. Four. You tie four hands would make one barn. What you have in four hands. I mean, a handful, you tie that up, and then you, whenever you did get ready to gather it all together, then you take four of them would make one bone. Four hands, they call it four hands would make one bone.
Okay. You might say, we raised 40 what, a week to an acre?
40 bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Yeah, it had to be thrashed out.
Okay.
Thrashed out.
If you and another man had got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and...
Me and you.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about it, you'd say, the job is for...
For me and you to do, or
okay.
Us.
Well, suppose you're not speaking to him, you're talking to someone else. Talking about him.
Well, I'd say me and whatever his name was, supposed to do such and such a job.
Okay. Well, some of your friends are coming over, and some of your friends and you are coming over to see me, you say, what are coming over?
Me and whosoever it was, which we always use that wrong. Now, if we put the horse ahead of the cart, if you and I was going over to see somebody, now that's what I should do, but mostly I say me and you. You get it? Instead of saying you and I'd say me first and then you.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I do know that's wrong. Y'all supposed to be nice if I'm representing you.
Okay. If the man had been running for 2 miles and didn't have to stop, he'd say 2 miles is what he could go.
As far as he could go.
Okay.
Couldn't go any further.
If something belongs to me, you say that.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's yours if it belonged to you.
Okay. If it belongs to both of us, you say it.
I'm still wrong again. It's mine and yours.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's yours and mine. I'd say it's mine and yours.